another edition of Pulse, the African podcast, brought to you by Africa Files in association with the Rebel Podcast Network. Today we are looking again at the AIDS Conference 2006, and the issue is churches, youth, and AIDS. How is the church helping as Africa struggles with the AIDS pandemic? How are African youth being affected by AIDS? I spoke to Reverend M. Malumo of the United Church of Zambia, as well as Abigail Kapasa, who works with the Youth AIDS Movement in Zambia.
Your name again?
Reverend Yusofua Malumo. My name is Abigail Kapasa.
You are here for the AIDS Conference 2006. What are you looking for at this conference? I'll start with you, Reverend.
Thank you very much. What I'm looking for, I've partially achieved at the pre-conference for the Faith Based Organization, because, you see, the church was a bit silent. Now we are opening up, and my particular church in Zambia, United Church of Zambia, we have adopted an approach of community orientation of the people on the ground, and we are offering our structures as a church, because we are very well structured and almost all over the country in Zambia. We want to network and link ourselves with the NGOs and the other faith-based organizations to address the people's needs at local levels. And this is to address the livelihood, because in Africa, actually, HIV and AIDS is very much linked to poverty. And economic status of people is very important to be addressed. So I'm very happy that the sharing at a free conference has so many strategies that are community oriented like us.
Thank you so much. Me, what I'm looking forward to at the end of the conference, since I'm working with young people in the Learning Institute, at the end of the conference, at least I have to achieve my goals, so that when I get back to Zambia, at least young people have to get the information correct. Because many people are being cheated about HIV and AIDS. They take it not to be serious, that HIV AIDS is real. So I need, at least at the end of the conference, I should carry a better message for them.
A few months ago, during the trial of Jacob Zuma, the former vice president of South Africa, and he allegedly raped somebody who was HIV positive. And one of the things he said was that he didn't think that if he took a shower afterwards, he didn't think that he would be able to get HIV positive. So I think probably that may be one of the issues, right? That there's a lot of misinformation. That's, I guess, what you're talking about. There's a lot of misinformation about how AIDS is caused. Now, to what extent is the church looking at those issues in terms of just informing people about what causes AIDS and how to prevent it?
In fact, the secretariat that I'm working at, the Community Development Department of the United Church of Zambia, is concentrating on education. The Zuma case you are referring to is very progressive. It annoyed all of us, because you see, at that level, a person talks like that. What about the little person in the village? So we are mounting a campaign, which is a community campaign. All of us churches, the Catholic Church, Methodist Church, and the United Church of Zambia, we try to educate, especially the clergy, because the clergy are also blind. You know, the Bible is also a controversy on HIV and AIDS, because sexual sin is regarded as, taboo, and it shouldn't be discussed. So we are opening literature to actually absorb HIV and AIDS messages, and the education should be so entrenched, because when the clergy picks it up, a lot of people associate with clergy, priests and ministers of the church. And it is helping. I like my church, the United Church of Zambia, because we have been trained as psychosocial counselors, and we are mounting education to start with ourselves. And I'm glad that one of the college, the theological college that the United Church of Zambia runs, has incorporated HIV and AIDS as a subject. But I think, coming back to your question, we need a lot of open communication, translation of all the stages of HIV and AIDS in all the languages. You know, like in Zambia, we have 7 main languages out of 73, which are aired on media and in all the provinces. So community radio should mount this, so that people are more... It's information should be key. It's power. Yeah.
Now, how has HIV and AIDS affected the youth in Zambia?
HIV and AIDS, it has really affected the youth, because most of them now, they can't even go to school. and most of the youth nowadays is on the area of poverty. Some they can't even afford a meal in a day. As a result, the youth have been affected too much, and it has affected them so much because they even indict themselves in prostitution now, just maybe to gain a token for them, maybe to buy some lotion and food. So it has really affected the youth, and in their thinking capacity, because most of them, they are not really aware about it. They are aware, but they don't take it into consideration that it's a killer disease.
And just my last question to you, are you happy with the role that the Zambian government is playing towards the prevention and support of people who are living with HIV and AIDS?
At the moment, yes. Speaking for my organization, the United Church of Zambia, I'm very happy because immediately the department was set, we went to link and network with the government, Ministry of Community Development and Social. And the reception is good. We have signed a memorandum of understanding, and you see that our focus is to mainstream HIV and AIDS in all the happenings of the church and all the happenings of the community. And since we are trying to anchor the HIV and AIDS activities and in the communities and in the church, the government is also trying to do the same at those levels, at local levels. So we are partners. I think the reception is quite good, because even the global funding that is coming, the government is exposing it to the other stakeholders like the civil society and us, the church. I'm glad that now we have started warming up as a church to receive global funding and to be accountable for it.
From the youth side?
We are really happy because it's more like we are working into partnership with the government. It is assessing funds even for the medication for the people who are sick in the hospital as well in the community. So over that, the government is really doing something great in Zambia.
All right, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for the interview.
Thanks there to Reverend Lumo as well as Abigail Kapasa on their thoughts around prevention and dissemination of information regarding AIDS, as well as the role of the government of Zambia in AIDS prevention and care. That almost brings us to the end of the show today. I'll leave you listening to Style Plus, which is a Nigerian quartet based in Abuja. The song is called Stay Alive. Many men and many women have said before that they don't believe there is HIV in Africa. Most of them have passed away because they refused to hear the voice. Those are some of the lyrics for that song, Stay Alive. We certainly need to take heed. If you love somebody, be sure to protect them. Till next time, stay safe.
and me.